Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The infield's creeping in. Fitzgerald squares the butt and he gets it down. McMahon is coming home. The slide. Got him. I don't know. I thought he got the hand in. They call him out.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Dave Fleming on the call, NBC Sports Bay Area. Safety squeeze executed to perfection. Fitzgerald got it down, and Casey Schmidt slid and just got in. And Fleming was right.
He saw it right. Fleming. Steiny, there's a saying in sports. I don't know if you've ever done this, but you tip the cap. And McMahon made a great play and throw. It almost was like it was worth just calling him out because it looked like he had no chance. Torqued his arm. He made a great throw to make it even close as it was. And I was like, that'll go down as you didn't do anything. But, son, that was a hell of a play. And today I'm tipping my cap.
So,
McMahon.
So I'm starting to rub off on you. So in other words, you're telling me there was a play in the game where nobody choked, nobody's worth getting ripped.
What is up with my
and,
man?
There's nobody to criticize on that play.
Well done by all parties involved.
Let me tell you something about
Giants
the safety squeeze. If the safety squeeze is executed perfectly, it can't be defended.
Oh, man.
Because it was defended as well as it could be defended.
I think of Whitey Herzog and that Cardinal team.
You know that they...
They used to do it all. The Willie McGee, Vince Coleman, Ozzie.
Did they really do it a lot? Or do you just think they did it a lot because they did have a team known for speed?
No, they were in the National League East. So I watched a lot of Cardinal games.
Right, yeah, because you lived in San Francisco. Explain that one to me.
Well, boy.
I'm just asking.
You're having a good day. My voice, I feel like I'm not sick, but my voice is weak. Maybe I need to shut up.
Evan, get ready for tomorrow.
Oh, no, never.
Yeah, Evan, find out if Whitey Herzog's Cardinals teams squeezed a lot.
Yeah, I'll just go pull up some old games. I'll be back here watching. Don't worry about me.
What time's our list game?
1 o'clock, I guess. By the way, Matt Barrow's coming up at noon. He covers the San Francisco 49ers for The Athletic. They finished minicamp yesterday, and a lot of good sound, a lot of good vibes. We're absolutely going to get into the Niners with him at noon. And then at 12:30 or thereabouts, Natalie Nicasi, the head coach of the Golden State Valkyries. They're 4-5 right now, trying to win that Commissioner's Cup. Big one against Seattle on Saturday at Chase Center. And we will talk to Natalie. Hopefully around 12:30. The expansion Valkyries right now, just one game under 500.
Wow.
And they look pretty good.
Oh, they did.
They play hard. And I remember asking her earlier in an interview, well, what's the identity of this team going to be? And she said, grit. And they certainly do play hard. There's no doubt about that. All right. Getting back to last night's game against the AA Rockies, the Giants, another comeback win. Of course it was.
Kind of like last night, just some quality at bats all the way through. Yeah, we've seen a lot of that to where, you know, once we get a couple runners on base, we feel like we really have a chance. And the more you play these games and the more you have success doing that, the more you have success coming back and having to score multiple runs, you know, the better the feeling is in the dugout. Once it gets started, it feels like there's a lot of momentum.
All right, Bob Melvin. That's two games in a row where he's indicated that the at-bats got a lot better later in the game. And with as many runs as they've scored in the last two nights in the eighth and ninth inning, that's certainly been the case.
And what about Casey Schmidt? I know a lot, and rightfully so, I'm still stunned by Willard's, you know, take on Chapman and how this team is going to miss him and, you know, basically paraphrasing, they can't replace him. But what about when he flat? I think it was the fifth inning, he did the play where he was foul territory, Stani, and made the throw all the way across the diamond? Like, yeah, it's two not...
No, it was nobody on two outs. I mean, he didn't save any runs.
It's not about who was on. It's about
Nobody was on.
It was the play. It was incredible.
It's the kind of play that if he doesn't make, it probably doesn't hurt him.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's just like that's, and there's another, just like.
That was a you're taking hell of a play.
Just like, but it's the same as you're taking a 20-foot jumper late in the game, and you're down two. That shot's more difficult than tie game, 20-foot jumper. And I'm just saying, with nobody on and two outs.
I want you to say, and the listeners,
yeah,
just say it was a great play, Goo, by Casey Schmidt.
I thought it was a real good play.
I mean, whatever you're doing, you're the cap. You're the greatest at it. You're trolling. I get it. Must be nice.
It was a nice play.
I want to use an explanation. That was an incredible play.
Really good. It was a really good play. You know, most third basemen.
Tony the Tiger would say great.
I think most third basemen make that play.
I disagree.
Okay. That's fair. That is fair. Really?
I mean,
Chapman gets him by three steps.
No, dude. He's looking like Maddie. And again, I know it's Colorado. I don't give it. The dimensions, just the architecture standpoint of baseball. Going into foul territory like that with your momentum and then just whiffing that ball across. Dude, yeah. It was impressive.
No, it was.
And Two nights in a row, he's been flashing leather.
No, it was a good play, no doubt about it.
Great.
It's the kind of play that a third baseman works on his entire life. You know, that play by the line, momentum moving away from you. You got to get it over to first base. I think you'll find the greats make that play. This is what you would do. Well, Brooks Robinson makes that play, and so does Mike Schmidt. All right. You didn't hear this, I don't think,
yeah.
But you were asking about.
Go ahead.
So Mookie Betts of the Dodgers was on a podcast with one of Evan's favorite young players, Jackson Merrill. Of course, he's in his second year.
Why are they the season's ongoing?
Okay.
What are they doing? They just played each other.
Have you heard about Draymond Green?
You got me. Go ahead. But,
like, I would say Draymond Green and Mookie Betts and you, the rules don't apply. They can do whatever they want. Here's Mookie Betts and Jackson Merrill, and they're talking about fans.
How often do you hear what fans are saying in the outfield to you?
Come on, you hear it.
You hear it the whole time.
You hear it.
But have you heard anything that's creative yet?
They're all like Little League roasts,
yeah,
you know? You drop a Prius, your shoes untied.
Whatever.
I say San Fran got some mean people out there, though.
San Fran
they don't
have
care.
Mean people out there, bro.
People say Wrigley and Yankee Stadium is bad. Bro, San Fran is like...
Well, that could be because the rivalry, because Yankee Stadium is bad.
From my perspective,
Yankee Stadium is probably...
Dude, San Fran is mean though.
San Fran,
they get in on you.
Yeah, both of them, both of those guys, they're probably neck and neck.
Yeah, but nobody said any like crazy stuff to me.
Well, you hadn't been around long enough. Yeah.
Wow, they're in trouble. You can't call it San Fran, but boy, Stani, the bleachers. Now that was different. That hit different. Last time you've been in the bleachers, I know Evan has, But now that hits different because I've been in the bleachers too, Evan, and I used to hear Kirk Gibson was on the Dodgers, and they say, Kirk, you got syphilis, like stuff like that. So I've heard some stuff from the bleachers.
Yeah, that would fall under not clever.
Yeah, but it will say it.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't think you're trying to be clever. You're trying to be mean.
Well, that's the point, is it's easy to be mean. It's harder to be clever. Every player loves – I love getting ripped if it's clever. But if you're downright mean – we're burying the lead. We're burying the lead. And here's the lead. And I'm going to stick up for them because they need it. I'm sick of Willard and Shasky and you.
What?
You guys talk about Philly fans like they're the worst in the country. I didn't hear the Phillies mentioned. I didn't hear Philly fans being mentioned there. I just heard San Fran. San Fran fans. You're mean. Those are the two. Those are the teams that came up.
Evan, you've been in the
not
bleachers.
The Phillies.
Have you Philly heard some fans, stuff where you're like, "Wow, was that just said to said player?"
Let's.
He's smiling. Oh,
I would also say the bleachers are mostly filled with a lot of underage fans.
Wow,
that's where all the high schoolers go to enjoy some libations they otherwise can't.
Wow,
and then. Those are the rowdiest people there. I don't know about New York. I don't know about Philly. I know a little bit about San Diego. But Giants games, there's a lot of youths. And those youths are not very nice, especially when they have their first beer.
Yeah. And, you know, that would make sense, Evan. If they're young, then they're not going to be overly clever. They're just going to be profane.
But sticks and stones can break my bones. Names can never hurt me, Stoney. You can say whatever. Oh, you're a bum. Whatever.
Guru. Actually, I'm not going to do it.
You got to be honest. You got to do it now. You looked at something I'm wearing.
Well, I was just going to give you an insult and see if you didn't care, but I was like, don't do that.
It actually would have been fun.
Because I know you would care.
No, I wouldn't. Because I know you, it was a bit.
But see, no, I know how to.
You don't.
I know how to get you.
I make you think you know how to
just
get
because
it.
I know doesn't mean I do it, though.
Scott Schindel said this, and real quick, about Philly fans. They are more aggressive.
No, they're not.
The video of Bonte and Shasky walking into that.
It
was
one...
Mississippi burning, and kids were doing it, spitting on him. The Chesky said he was coming out the restroom. Old man called him, and went, I'm like, good God. Like, Phil, just, it's okay. They're aggressive.
Well, they weren't mentioned.
We'll say
the
names.
The two athletes who actually play in the major leagues did not mention
Philly fan
Philadelphia.
And Eagle fan are different.
Well, that's you. You don't know. You're not a pro athlete.
No, but I know football. Tell me the most mean NBA fan, NFL fan, and Major League Baseball fan are different. Football fan is prison fan. That's when it's cutthroat. And you might get shanked.
You know, I get it, Goo. This is what I mean. And I'll tell you on the other side. You're listening. Oh, no.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm actually kind of surprised that Mookie would agree with Jackson Merrill, because between Dodgers and Giants, like those games, it's mostly Dodgers fans.
Evan, I got to be careful.
Like, it's a lot of blue at Oracle.
Why? Because you might offend a layout. San Francisco fan?
I'm talking to my guy, my little brother, E. E, I got to tell you something.
What's up, Bunk?
Because you're like, hey, now I can't. What the hell was that? Don't you ever call me that, E. Oh, my goodness. Bottom line is, you're like my therapist. What if I told you I don't like what they're talking about? It's, give me, talk about Thriller versus Off the Wall. How many? And then I don't even like Dodger versus Padre hooking up to Draymond will have somebody that's not in the league doing the podcast with them. Evan, I'm running it by you. Does that make me a bad fan or person? Like, it's kind of whack what they're doing.
Well, I'm sure there's many other subjects they broach during an hour-long podcast besides the meanest fans in baseball.
Hey, Evan, where are they meanest to you? San Fran. Oh, don't forget New York. Oh, my. That's so rinky-dink to me, Stoddy.
Time for the legal. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. No, it's just, it's so predictable. It is so predictable.
You mean?
I play a clip of two of the better players in Major League Baseball. One guy's been around forever, Mookie Betts. And yeah, he's played in a few stadiums in his career. And they have a discussion about fans and who are the meanest or the nastiest. And they kind of agree that Giants fans are the meanest and the nastiest. And the minute Guru senses any kind of slight toward one of our teams, one of our players, any part of our region, he has to then defer and tell Stein, no, that's not true. Okay, well, you know what? You're right. You know more. You've played,
maybe I'm rattled by him.
You've played.
Shout out Jim
no,
Mullen.
Seriously, you've played outfield in the major leagues at Candlestick and at Oracle. So I'm going to take your word for it over Mookie Betts.
I'm not.
And of course, then you have to bring in. You know, you have to hit the Philadelphia fans with strays for no reason.
Well, this is what
and
this
bring
is
up
about.
Something from 7 years ago where those guys stirred the pot in Philadelphia and. There you go. We can't have a negative reputation out here.
It has nothing to
fans.
Do with that. Oh, man.
I think that it also has to be qualified by the West Coast. Like Mookie also mentioned, you can play the clip again if you want, right. But I can't imagine it's worse than when he was on the Red Sox in New York. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Being in the outfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are also outfielders. It's a lot different.
No doubt.
Obviously, if you're on the infield, you don't get as much of it.
No doubt.
I don't want to go down that road. You remember Torrey Hunter, what was going on or being thrown on the field when he was in center field in Boston? Banana peels.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah,
I got you.
There's no place for that. And, of course, the big mystery that Guru, I forgot. We should be able to find this out, whether the dude who threw the ball on Saturday was caught.
Where is, dude, I said, you got to stop drinking, Goof. I seen two balls, F. It's like, what just happened? And there was a play at the plate. We got to be able to find that guy, right?
You would think.
Or gal.
Yeah. You would think. Somebody would. Okay.
Why didn't the other fans dime him out?
Well, that's what I'm going to ask you. You ain't there's a code of the streets. Snitches get stitches. If you were three rows behind him, would you have pointed him out?
If he was 6'4" and looked like he might knock my head off, I wouldn't. But you know, if he was dressed like you, I might be over here. But Stoney, that was weird. That was all time.
See, and I'll be honest with you. If I were in the guy's section and they came up, I would have dropped dime on him.
Really?
Like I dropped dime on Evan with Bob Myers.
Wow.
No, you have to.
Yeah, you gotta be careful though, Stoney.
Okay, here's why I would have pointed him out. Dead serious. Because you got to be an idiot to do that.
You're right.
I mean, it's not an honest mistake.
And they got away with it. I guess that's what's bothering me, Stan. Yeah, we would know if they got escorted out.
We could ask Carter to call San Francisco Police Department, see if they have any record of an arrest at about 9:45 p.m. And around the ballpark.
Yeah, I'm a sicko because
I'm not going to ask you to do that, yeah, Carter.
Hey, I was at the game, but then when I found out that my seats were so good, I was on TV, I went back and watched it. And in doing so, that play happened. Kruko and they were hot.
I know.
They didn't like it. I'm just people were hot.
I know.
Could I get fired if I work for I work here? Let's just say I had one too many and got caught doing that. Would that impact my job here? I know we don't work for the Giant. Evan,
that's a good question.
He can be like, you know what? And I just said, hey, I had too many cocktails, but
I don't know if you would have got fired directly because of that act. However, you would always be known as the guy that threw the ball.
That's true.
Dude, yeah. I'd be canceled.
I've always kind of wanted to do a segment, what could our careers survive?
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
domestic violence, you're done.
You would think.
Yeah, you should be.
You would hope.
Yeah.
What about
snitching's okay?
Well, clearly
you're still here.
Political statements are fine.
Well, clearly, if a 20-year-old calls a 60-year-old grandpa, you can do that.
And 30-year-olds calling a host uncle, that hurt.
Well, Steiny got called grandpa, so I kind of wanted to see how you'd react to it. It didn't go over well.
That one, when she called me grandpa, that was right up there with a 50-year-old woman saying, "Would you like to sit down,
Steiny?" I'm being real with this. Yeah. Because this is one of the worst things you can do, DWI.
Yeah, you know,
is that tricky or?
Well, that's why I kind of wanted to back off. Oh, as soon as I said what I said, I knew that was going to come up, and I don't want to know.
You can survive a misdemeanor, but not a felony.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no, don't talk about that.
I shouldn't have gone there.
I got you. People saying good chance we'd be gone throwing that ball that way.
Somebody saying it was a 2-year-old. No 2-year-old got a hose like that.
Next Bryce Harper.
Right.
I mean, goodness.
Man, Tom Marinovich.
And here's the other thing. When I brought up San Francisco fans being the meanest, there's no blowback. No blowback. They know.
Well, that's their job.
Yeah, they know. They're willing to acknowledge that they are, and we got to get clever. Got to get more clever. Like, that's why, anybody remember these guys?
Oh, boy.
Back in the heyday of the Warriors when they stunk, 1995 to 2007.
Is it really a heyday?
Well, that's kind of what it was tongue-in-cheek. What's the opposite of a heyday? I don't know. But what I'm saying is there were two fans, Shannon Reeves and I think Mark Anthony Jones
from
Oakland. Shannon Reeves had something to do with the NAACP, and they would stand, they had really good seats right on the corner.
Okay.
And they would heckle the other team, something fierce.
This is awesome.
But they never used profanity, and they were always kind of clever. And then sure enough, after every game, after they were there for a while, after every game, the guy who they were picking on or making fun of or giving grief to would always come over and, you know, dap them up and take a picture. That's the way to do it.
You're not even allowed to do that anymore, I don't think.
I think you can if you're kind of clever. Like, you can't be...
Mean-spirited, did you mean?
Well, you can't be...
Are you really heckling them?
You can't be using profanity. I'm actually totally against profanity at a sporting event.
Especially
like that.
People sit next to you. Think about them. Got kids.
Exactly. Exactly. So anyway, those guys were great, if you remember them. And one of the reasons that they got so big was because they were the season ticket holders when the Warriors stunk. And so they didn't win a lot of games. So there were a lot of stories written on those two guys because they became part of the show.
I got to read this to you. You know, we had a show meeting and we talked about the slow time, the dog days of summer, and maybe we'll have some bits to where, you know, maybe you'll have one of your neighbors, a 49er Frankie, come in and we just talk to him, guys that we bring up on the show. But, Stoney, I want to lobby for Austin and San Jose, but I got to read this. Niner white wine drinking crowd is long gone. Fan base now is scary and mean. As bad as Philly fans.
What?
But as bad as Philly fans.
Well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't.
I think I'm to say they're long gone. Like listen, he has.
I don't want to get into this.
Like you got the you know the numbers to back that up.
I don't have the numbers. I have the anecdotes. Okay. Who among us has spent half their life watching games in person in Philadelphia, and then the other half of their life watching games in person in San Francisco?
That would
There's
be
only
you.
One person qualified to make the comparison in this market, and it's me. And I'm telling you, there's no difference among fan bases. They're all pretty awful when you get down to it.
But I'll stop.
Yeah. Yeah,
for the sake of the next
sit this
3 hours.
One out. Sit this one out because you're not an expert
on
Philly fans.
Would never
you're not an expert.
Get that treatment the Shasky and Bonte got walking into the Levi.
Yeah, okay.
Take that to the bank.
No, you're right.
Wells Fargo, B of A, Golden One.
Yeah. No. Yeah. But
Chase.
Just real quick, let me say it one more time. You can't speak to that.
I just did.
How many games in Philly have you seen? How many Sixer games at the Spectrum? Exactly.
I want to throw something at you.
Well, you should. You should want to throw something at me because.
You know. Are you really qualified to talk about something when
yes,
you're.
Yes, I am.
No, but you're Switzerland. Like, you don't actually experience the vitriol of either because you're on the safe side of both.
I would say that I would say that there's nobody more equipped in this country to compare East Coast versus West Coast than yours truly because I've got. All the information. You guys, to your credit, have half the information.
Evan, your boy is incredible, man.
Half.
And I think he believes half of what he's saying.
Oh, I believe it all. All right, Matt Barrows coming up at noon. He writes for The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to get into them on the other side. There's a lot going on. And then we have Natalie Nicasi, the head coach of the Golden State Valkyries. She's going to be on about 12:30-ish. Looking forward to talking to her. Valkyries 4-5 in the early season. Once again, don't go anywhere. Barrows, Nicasi on the other side.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.